Hello there. Hi. Me again. Oh, don't do that. You know you love me. Quit squirming. You're especially sensitive to me on Fridays, aren't you? Yeah, you're tired. Your resistance is worn down a little. You can choose what you do the next day. You don't have to get up early, no work. When I'm around, I like your full attention, you know. Stop working. I think it's time for the old union-mandated tea break. The old 15 minutes. I said stop. Thank you, baby. Why are you so uncomfortable? Relax. Relax. You've known me basically your whole life. Well, since puberty-ish, anyway. I feel like I've done nothing all this time but do you favors. Like losing your virginity. I engineered that. You're welcome. Well, it doesn't matter if it was strictly legal. Was it fun? Was it? Was it? Oh, you're such a good boy. You hate that I'm right. When you cheated on your girlfriend, what about it?
Oh, baby, I didn't think she'd break up with you over that.
Well, it's probably a good thing I did for you, too, you know, if you think about it. She didn't like me. She couldn't keep up with us. I'm your girl. No one else has been there for you as long as I have. Oh, honey. Yes, I get the ideas, but you're the one who decides whether or not to act on them. You have two shoulders, baby. You don't have to listen to my side all the time. You can listen to that cunt on the other one if you really feel like it. Do you? Do you really want to listen to her over me? I didn't think so. She doesn't look out for you like I do. Yeah, like that time you went down on your professor in grad school. Oh, aren't you glad you listened to me that time? Well, you know, some might have called that ill-advised, no pun intended, but tell me. To this day, have you ever had a better blowjob? That's right. You're welcome. Oh, baby, we have fun, don't we? Admit it. I love how suggestible you are. No. No, I'm not going anywhere. I like playing with you. And if you don't like me, why do you indulge me so much? That's why I come back again and again. I'm not evil. I'm just very, very naughty. With a sweet little voice. Are you reminiscing about our time together last week? See, you didn't get in trouble for that, did you? See, I told you. You should do naughty things with me even more. I told you no one would notice. You are so bad. Jerking your cock off in your office that doesn't even have a door. Anyone could have walked in. Oh, wait, they did, didn't they? She came to the door to ask you something. So what if she noticed something? She probably liked it if she did. I know if I caught you, adorable you, holding your cock under your desk, I wouldn't be able to get it out of my mind. She's probably been thinking about you for days. Wondering what your cock looks like. Squirming in her chair when she thinks about you. Glancing at your hands when you pass each other.
wondering, what do those big warm hands feel like? She's been thinking about you, I can tell. If she touches herself in her bed and tries to imagine that her fingers are on her clit or yours, I can tell. If she puts them inside herself and sucks her wetness off that finger, like... Slowly. Haven't you ever seen her looking at you? You don't think she's just wondering where you get your dry cleaning done, do you? No. Oh, come on. I want to play with her. Yes. Oh, she is so cute. She's totally your type. How do you think she fucks? I think she hides under the covers like a little bunny and trembles when you give it to her. I think she makes little squeaking noises like this. Yeah, that's true. She could be a total animal. Squeaky the freaky. We've been fooled before. Good point. She caught you jerking off and she isn't avoiding you. She's not scared. I gotta say, I'm having a hard time calling this one. Well, you know, there's only one way to find out. Well, I think you know. What? Have I ever steered you wrong before? Really? What's the alternative, huh? Go ask the cunt on your other shoulder? And what do you think she's going to say? Yeah. See what I mean? Oh, there's no satisfaction there, babe. And, you know, I've noticed you trying to talk to her more than me lately, and I gotta say, it makes me a little jealous. She's going to go in the hallway sometime soon. You can follow her there. Hey, you forget that I can read your mind. I know exactly what you're thinking. Oh, do I need to make you aware of it? No, I don't think you are. Allow me. Shut up. I know you're wondering what kind of panties she's wearing under that skirt. I know you're thinking about how delicately they would move aside when you run your hand up that soft little spot at the top of her bare little legs. Would she be all wet for you when you push a finger into that soft little pussy? Maybe little Squeaky is a moaner. Oh, maybe she'll let out a soft little moan when you start to finger her in the hallway. Maybe she'll reach for your dick, right? Down the front of your pants? Maybe she'll pull you into the bathroom and wrap her legs around your waist and beg you to fuck her against the wall. You're picturing it. I like this one. Now I want us to have fun with her. Why are you such a prude? Huh? Squeaky totally deserve each other. What are you going to do? Go and ask her out?
Hey, how's your day going? Huh? You want to go out sometime? How are you today?
Where are you going to fucking give her more of you to want like we did last week? I'm not telling you to fuck her today. I'm just saying, I mean, at the very least, throw her leg over your shoulder and suck some cum out of her pussy. Vulgar? Oh, please. Rapey. Your mom's rapey. Listen, she's going to go to the water fountain in a minute. Follow her to the hallway and show her you've been thinking about her. She'll be flattered. Oh, she's been fantasizing about you all week. You think I've been fan... Oh, baby, I don't need to use you to fulfill my own needs. What? You want me to just leave? I can. But it's all about balance, right? You need me to balance out the other side. The devil and the angel. Yes, I'm bad. But you really can't live your life with just one of us. You need me. What is it that bothers you more, baby? Is it that you like what I make you do? Or is it the fact that I'm the angel?